Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. John 9:1-7. The meeting of this blind man would present the occasion for Jesus to manifest the work of God. Jesus performed the work of God while he was in the world, presenting himself as the light of the world. Light has the power to make a difference. Jesus had come to earth so that he might make a difference in the life of man. Jesus mixed spittle with clay and anointed the eyes of this man who had been blind from his birth. Jesus then sent the man to wash his eyes in the pool of Siloam. Without any hesitation, the blind man obeyed the word of Jesus. When he had washed his eyes, he was able to see. His sight was restored. We recall the command which was given to Naaman the leper during the ministry of Elisha. Naaman was instructed to dip 7 times in the river of Jordan for the cleansing of his leprosy. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings 5:14. The healing occurred when the command of God was obeyed. The healing of the blind man shows the power that Jesus possessed. Jesus was doing as God desired him to do. Jesus came as the Son of God, having all power. By the power of the Spirit of God, Jesus was able to cure. Jesus Christ can cure us of our sins if we will only do as he commands us. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:9. There was no power in the clay mixed with spittle to heal. There was no power in the pool of Siloam to heal. The power to heal was Jesus Christ. The power that he has to heal us of the blindness of sin is our obedience to his will. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6:46. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.